Well, let's have a look at the night sky in October. In fact, the autumn is really a very nice time to observe the heavens. It gets darker a bit earlier, and the Milky Way runs basically from north to south in the early evening and could look absolutely beautiful if you can get yourself to a really dark sky location. In the Milky Way and over to the west, but fairly high up, early evening, are the constellations of Cygnus and Lyra. Below them is the constellation of Aquila the Eagle. Now each has a bright star, Deneb in Cygnus, Vega in Lyra, and Altair in Aquila. They form what is called the summer triangle, but still easily visible in the autumn. And one nice thing to look for is if you take some binoculars and sweep upwards from Altair towards Lyra and Vega, you should see a little asterism called Brocky's Cluster, or the coat hanger, because it looks like a little coat hanger upside down. Moving towards the south is the constellation of Pegasus, the winged horse, which we actually see upside down in the northern hemisphere. There's a very nice little bit of star hopping that should, with a pair of binoculars, easily bring you to observe M31, the Andromeda galaxy, the nearest giant galaxy to us, at about 2.5 million light years distance. Start from the top left-hand corner of the square of Pegasus. It's actually Alpha Andromedae, or Alpharats. Then sweep round and up to the left two bright stars till you come to Beta Andromedae. At that point, turn sharp right. Move one bright star, not quite as bright as Beta Andromedae, to the right, and the same distance again, you should see a little fuzzy glow in the sky. Easy with binoculars, and on a really dark night around new moon, you could probably see it too with your unaided eye. That's the galaxy M31. Well worth looking for. In fact, another way to find it is to start from the constellation that's above it, Cassiopeia. It's a W shape. If you take the V made by the three lower right-hand stars, they act as a pointer that brings you down towards M31 as well. So that's two ways to find it. A nice sight to look at with a pair of binoculars. There's another interesting thing in between Cassiopeia and Perseus. It's called a double cluster, and on a dark night you can even see a fuzzy glow with your eyes. Binoculars will show a rather nice little concentration of stars, and a small telescope is a lovely sight. But one thing I'd like to bring your attention to this month is the star Algol in Perseus. It's actually the star that comes towards the arm of Andromeda. And on the Jodrell Bank Night Sky website, I'll actually give a little chart if you care to look at that. Now, Algol is sometimes called the demon star. That's because it appears to wink. It's actually an eclipsing binary. And when one star, the larger but less bright one, goes in front of the smaller but brighter star, the brightness drops quite considerably. It's very easily observable. Just compare its brightness with the nearby stars. Now this month there are two of these minima that are quite well timed. On the 19th it should have a minima at 22:25, that's universal time, and on the 22nd at 19:14. So 10 o'clock and then 7 o'clock throughout two times this month. That's worth looking out for too. Below Pegasus is Aquarius, and close to Lambda Aquarii, it's one of the brighter stars in Aquarius, is the little planet Uranus. And again, with binoculars or even on a very dark clear night your eye, you could try and find that. Again, I've put a star chart on the Jodrell Bank Night Sky page to help you do that. I actually looked at Andromeda just the other night with a very small telescope, a lovely turquoise green disk. Quite small, just 4 arc seconds across, but it made my nights observing, so do have a try. Okay, let's say a little bit about some of the other planets. To be honest, it's not a very good month for planet hunting, I have to say. Jupiter, still quite bright, sets quite soon after the Sun and is very low in the west just before sunset. So even though I looked at it the other night again, the image quality wasn't at all good, but it can be seen. Around the 25th of October, it's in conjunction, it's very close to the planet Mercury. And there's also a thin crescent moon on the 25th. So that might be a nice thing to look out for. But essentially, Jupiter is past its best. It's just visible for a short while after sunset. Saturn, on the other hand, has come round from behind the Sun and is now rising at about 3 o'clock. But by the end of the month, partly due to the change of time from British summer time to universal time, or what many of you know as Greenwich Mean Time, it actually arises just after midnight. But then, of course, it's fairly low. It's much better to look for it in the hour or so before dawn, if you can get up, when it's relatively high in the east. The rings of Saturn change their aspect as it orbits around the Sun, and they're currently closing. They're only about 15 degrees from the horizontal, so we don't see it quite as bright, or perhaps quite as beautiful as we sometimes do, but it's still well worth looking out for. So that's Saturn. Look for that before dawn. Venus and Mars, I think we have to forget this month. You might just pick up Venus before sunrise in the first week of October. Not worth doing it. Look for Saturn instead. And Mars, I'm afraid, is completely behind the Sun this month, so no hope of seeing that at all. I did just mention little Mercury. Mercury reaches its greatest elongation from the Sun towards the end of October. But I'm afraid the angle is such that it's relatively low above the horizon, but it will be seen close to Jupiter and the thin crescent moon on the 25th of October. And again, on the night sky page, I've given a star chart. So enjoy your views of the heavens. The planets, I'm afraid, aren't at their best this month, so perhaps look at some of the other objects in the sky. There's a lot you can see just with your eyes or a pair of binoculars. Good hunting.